The number of COVID-19 cases in Onondaga County is up just slightly from 45 Sunday to 53 on Monday. County Executive Ryan McMahon says he still wouldn't be surprised to see larger spikes in positive cases as test results come back. Meanwhile, there's a possible case of public exposure. Anyone who visited M Ashoti Meat Market on Milton Avenue in Solvay between 12:30 and 4 p.m. on St. Patrick's Day should contact the health department or their primary care doctor. Officials at SUNY Upstate say they've prepared in the event of numerous people needing medical treatment from COVID-19 infections. The number of cases in Onondaga County is at 53, with only a handful of hospitalizations. Dr. Stephen Thomas is chief of the Infectious Disease Division at Upstate Medical University.
In terms of the number of beds, so medical surgical beds that we have available, the number of intensive care unit beds that we have available, staffing, and ventilators, we're green. We're in good shape by design because we made a lot of tough decisions about elective surgical procedures, moving to telehealth, trying to manage people in the outpatient setting virtually.
Thomas says they also have a good supply of personal protective equipment on hand, such as gloves, masks, gowns, and respirators, but that can change quickly depending on demand. He says they're working with the county and the state to increase their stockpile, but additional supplies are hard to come by. Meanwhile, County Executive Ryan McMahon continues to plead with parents to not allow neighborhood children to play without being at least 6 feet apart. He says he understands the desire for parents to have an outdoor happy hour for mental health reasons, but
we should not see posts on Facebook of adults having happy hour and practicing social distancing, and then at the same time, in the background, having their kids playing together all over each other. It defeats the purpose. We might as well have kids in school if that's how we're going to behave.
McMahon says the fastest way we get back to normal is by following and implementing social distancing policies. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.